Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, humble warriors. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Spiritually Fit Show, the ultimate body, mind, and spirit workout. Grateful that we could spend a little time together today. Each week, the intent of our show is to discuss certain practices you can use to get or keep yourself in tip-top spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional shape. We call this practice spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice which is intended to enable you to slow down, look within, handle the obstacles in your life with grace, and ultimately live a more purposeful life. These easy-to-apply seven daily practices could help anyone who is looking to transform their life. Welcome. To anybody that's new, welcome to the Spiritually Fit Show. And those listeners who've been listening for some time, welcome back. You know, as I mentioned, spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice. So there are seven daily practices within this practice that one can use to dig deeper into themselves. Mention like handle obstacles and really put a platform in place for one to live a more purposeful life. And that's what today's show is going to be about. It's about finding our purpose, living a purposeful life, and our relationship with God. And by the end of the show, we could all be at a place of stating, I am the purpose. And before we dive into that, we want to create sacred space. We're going to do a 60-second meditation and also put out the intention that who's ever listening out there is getting what they need today. And I'm grateful. And for you tuning in and listening with me, we're all connected. And put the intention that I'm getting something out of this too. So thank you. So I'm going to do a countdown with Nate. We're going to do a 60-second meditation. We'll put our intentions to work, and then we'll get started. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, welcome back. So let's get started here. So, you know, as I mentioned, living a purposeful life, you know, a spiritual fitness practice is a platform. And in a way, your life has been a platform and a purpose up to this point. And I want you to think about this philosophy as we do this exercise. As I'll be sharing a little bit of my story and how I got to this place and at peace with my relationship with God and my spirituality. And you just put your story right next to it, okay? And, you know, there's a quote that I truly, you know, I live by, and see if this resonates you, is we're spiritual beings having a human experience while we're here. And you know, during this, if you are not driving, but if you are sitting or even laying down, see if you could just visualize, all right, taking yourself out of your body and you're like looking down upon yourself. So your higher self, your spiritual self is looking at you, your physical being body. So for instance, I'm just sitting right now and it's going to be a little bit more you know, I don't want to say difficult, different while I'm talking, but, you know, you get to a place of just closing your eyes or even eyes open and just visualize yourself outside your body and looking down. Okay. So we are all born into our families. We, all the circumstances in our life have led us up to this point. Okay. And everything has been purposeful up to that point. And I'm going to go into my story, and your story is right along with me. Okay. So I grew up in a household. I was raised Catholic and went through, I guess, all the daily stuff that one would do is go to church on Sundays. I was born, I got baptism, and around 7 or 8, you receive communion, go through penance, and go through confirmation. The reason this subject is actually coming up is actually my daughter. I have 3 daughters. My youngest daughter is actually going through the confirmation process this week. And this kind of just inspired me to talk about this today. And she'll be getting her confirmation in the middle of April. So I'm bouncing around a little bit. But anyway, so confirmation, going to church on Sunday, Catholic middle school, Catholic high school, going through that type of regiment, and then going to a university, Catholic university. Going to church on Sunday is kind of how I grew up. That was my relationship, with God. Even in Catholic school, it was, nothing really, I never felt intimate with it. I just felt like, oh, you pray when you pray and you do what you do. And, there's the word sin and you kind of go through, but there was no feeling, but that was my platform. Okay. So I want you to think about how God was brought or taught in your life, and, or maybe not at all. And, so that is a platform. Okay. It doesn't mean you have to follow it, but it's a way you were introduced to it. There's a purpose behind it. And we take what we can from it. Okay. So, I'm in my mid-20s now. I'm going through a difficult time. I got to back up. I'm still going through a difficult time in my late teens, early 20s. My parents going through a difficult time. They were going through a divorce. My mom had a little too much to drink one night. I got called from a coworker to pick her up, and got to the restaurant, and she looked fine. She maybe the eyes were a little glassy, but I just said I'd follow you. And but in my gut, I knew that probably wasn't the right thing to do. And as soon as we got on the highway, and it was 1 mile, I remember saying to myself, "Well, all we gotta do is go 1 mile and exit off the expressway, and that will be okay." And so we're going on. And by the way, a lot of this is covered in the book, The Humble Warrior. So we're on the highway, and my mom's car is swerving back and forth. And, I'm definitely going to witness my mom getting into a car accident, possibly killing herself or killing somebody else. And I'm holding on to the steering wheels, and I'm crying and screaming with tears rolling down my cheeks, "Jesus, help, Jesus, help, Jesus, help." And then I witnessed a miracle. Her car, it was like, I don't know if you remember, like when I was little, you play with Matchbox cars and you could kind of control it and go crazy. And all of a sudden you can have it like stop on a dime or slow down. That's exactly what happened. And the car, miraculously went in the right-hand lane, slowed down, and was a smooth off the exit ramp. And I was, in so much shock that I ran around, got in my mom's car and drove her home and kept my car in the side parking lot there. And so I cried out to Jesus, in desperation. And, you know, I attribute that to maybe my platform or how I was raised, but I witnessed a miracle. And at that time, you know, I was in so much shock that I didn't realize really kind of what happened. And I was just happy my mom was safe. And next day was back to usual. So that incident happened, okay? So let me do this. Before I continue to the next part, we're going to take a quick break to listen to our beautiful sponsor. Be right back.
Learn why people fail to stay healthy. For example, diabetes and hypertension are symptoms, not diseases. They stem from three main reasons: inability to detox effectively, poor digestion, and long-term inflammation. Dr. Nisha Chellam can help you learn how and why these affect you and how to address each one systematically so you can truly discover the cause of the symptoms or disease and how to really resolve them if possible rather than simply manage them. Dr. Chellam believes you are your best doctor. Learn more about the functional medical way from a traditional MD who knows the science of the disease and understands the art of healing. Connect with Dr. Chellam at holisticicon.com. Consultations with Dr. Chellam are available regardless of where you live. Let Dr. Chellam help you resolve your health issues rather than simply manage them. Visit Dr. Chellam online now at holisticicon.com. That's holisticicon.com. Now, back to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte on Empower Radio.
Welcome back. So I just shared one incident and story in my life. We're talking about our personal platforms and the purpose of how we've been maybe introduced to God or not God or universe and kind of breaking that down. Okay. So that happened to me right around 19, maybe 18 years old. So from there, I went to college. My parents got divorced, I think, when I was a sophomore in college. And one of the things that made me help me cope, you know, I was a very social drinker. And, but, you know, gambling was my thing, sports betting. And I did that for 5 years, 365 days a year. Until I ultimately hit rock bottom at 24 years old in a December night in Chicago, lost all my dignity, respect, and even my will to live. And I was going through the process of taking my life. I went into the bathroom. I was turning on the bathtub, hot water, went in the kitchen to grab a knife and to slit my wrists. And out of pure desperation, you know, I'm shaking and nude on the floor. I screamed, why? And really, to get to that place of just taking my life, I heard this beautiful voice: boy, I love you. Get up and call home. And then a blanket come over me and a force gently pull me up to my feet. And as I was looking in the mirror at that point in time, kind of with this exercise we were doing today, even though I saw my face and tears coming down my face, I knew instinctively that was God. And that is truly the day God, I can say, came in my life. And then I also recalled that moment on the parkway with my mom when I yelled out to Jesus. And there were some other moments, but those two big ones. And so that is what brought God to me, life, my God into my life. And so I don't know how I can explain that, but that's my story. Okay. And I kind of, you know, the church maybe served a purpose, but the church is one day a week, right? And this isn't a religious topic we're talking about. We're talking our spirituality. We're talking about who we are at the core. We're talking about something that's bigger than ourselves. And so that's my story. And, you know, since that time, for those who have listened to this show and know about the daily practices of the spiritual fitness, which is a daily practice. That's when the rosaries came in my life and I started doing the rosaries and, you know, and everything kind of just led from there. So, and then when I was going through another difficult time with my own divorce, you know, a few years back, and, you know, I had this relationship, God, you know, over 20 years, and I was able to really lean on that and get through that. And when you get to that place, and then what we're talking about is that deep relationship, you know that we all come ultimately from the same place, and we all are bigger than our physical self. And whatever we attribute that creation to, if it's God or the universe, we all have that in us. And that's where we're connected. And so I would ask you to think about your story, how you were introduced, and also know you have the power to have the relationship with God that you want. And that places like the church, or if this isn't, you know, it doesn't have, it's just not a Catholic or a Christian thing. If you're Jewish or another type of religion, whatever, Allah, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever that is, right? Wherever you maybe grew up of a place of worship, that is a tool in the toolbox. I'm not a regular churchgoer. I maybe go 3-4 times a year, but it is a place of tranquility and I use that as a tool. And so now what's important is that we are the purpose and our life is purposeful and our upbringings are purposeful and we have the power to change or create whatever we want to do. And so I would say whatever that higher power is, God or the universe, to reestablish that for yourself and to have some sort of practice, a ritual practice that works for you and to continue to develop that relationship. So I got to stick with my story as your story. So I grew up a certain way. So then I have my own children and, you know, we kind of followed the same pattern in a way, going to church on Sundays as a family. And that kind of died off over time. And all my children have gone through what's known as, you know, the sacraments of baptism, Eucharist. And then this kind of had some discussions with my kids over confirmation, my youngest one going through confirmation and this and their relationship with God and how as a dad I could be an assistance with this. And that has been kind of my approach is, and we've had this conversation, is to give them a platform. But that what's most important for them is to have their own deep, intimate relationship with God and share my own experiences of my relationship with God. And someone who's been my mentor is Jesus. And I view Jesus a lot differently than maybe how Jesus has been taught. And I attribute that to, again, what happened on the parkway, what happened on the bathroom floor in Chicago. And I had to tap into Jesus as a friend. And that's, so I'm giving you again my philosophy on this and how it's worked for me. So I've used Jesus as like sitting here with me and Nate. As a buddy, as a friend, someone to talk to, as someone to relate, because God has seemed so much bigger than life, right? But Jesus gives that human connection. And so when I didn't have any male mentors in my life, I had to turn to him. And then over time, doing the rosaries, that's really is the story of Jesus's life. I was like, this dude was kind of like, which I call him AKA JC, kind of a badass. And what I mean by that, was here was a man who is just passionate about his love for God and trying to bring as many people as he could while he was here and, you know, died for it. And, you know, ultimately, you know, the story be told, right? 3 days he rose from the dead, or didn't rise from the dead. It really doesn't matter to me, truly. What matters is my relationship with Jesus and what he did and what he stood for, because in a way, we all resurrect. We all die as we change. And that's what we call transformation or rebirth. So that's what Jesus's life has told me. And, you know, we don't have to take a beating like that and die for it. We could change. We may have to die of an old self and bring a new self to light. And so that's what I teach my children. And that's what I think the conversation is here is, who is that higher power you could tap into? Who can you talk to as a friend? And I think that's what God wants from each of us, is to just be a friend and to just know that God is always here, and that this is a beautiful place, is a loving God and not a fearful one. And if we can tap into that and be more loving with ourselves, we could be loving to others. And isn't that for people that are digging deep with their spirituality, is to become a more loving human being. And then sometimes we need to be selfish by taking care of ourselves so we can be unselfish to others. And that leads me to, I think, the most impactful commandment in scripture: love thy neighbor like thy love thyself. Well, how can you love anybody if you don't love yourself? And so, and that's, I think, one of the intentions with this show and being purposeful, is that it really could be that easy, but it's difficult, but it really is that simple. And it's been going on for thousands and thousands of years, and we can do it here today. And so, back to, again, the spiritual fitness philosophies. What helps is just having a daily practice of discipline, of commitment, which can devotion, but it's really for yourself. And for those that you have listened, you know, and I will just state that, pick up the Humble Warrior book and see those practices. And if you're not doing any of them, pick one that maybe resonates with you, switch it around for yourself, and commit to doing it for 1 year. Because I would tell you, as you go down this path, we're always growing and we can never stop growing. And I committed to, and I said, I think in the beginning when I started this show, I'm going to do this show for 1 year. I don't know why, but I feel like I have to do it, as it furthers my spiritual path in me helping to still establish my voice. And, you know, I've been not feeling good, didn't want to come in. Traffic was tough, canceled the other day, but my boy Nate went out of his way so we could do the recording today. And that just shows that you got to kind of go with the flow and know that we're all connected. And in that connection, we could feed off each other. And so let's end with a 60-second meditation. And I'm going to do a meditation / exercise. Recall your past real quickly. Get up to the present. Reestablish what you want to do in that relationship, that, and make that relationship priority with God, universe, or whomever that is. And if it's no one, by all means, there's no judgment. Okay? So I'm going to have Nate do a countdown, reestablish it, connect with it, and then we'll end the show, okay? Here we go. Here's the countdown. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everyone. So I'm hoping you found this very helpful today. Know that you are the purpose. Everything that led you up to this point has been purposeful. And you also, because of your life has purpose, you are the purpose. You create what you'd like to create in your life. And more about the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, which can be found on my website, chrisforte.com or Amazon. If you want to connect with me, please send me an email to chris@chrisforte.com. Would love to help you any way I can on your spiritual journey. Everyone, have a wonderful week. And until next week, live brave.